Now it's time for Play for All, and Play for All is proudly brought to you by the Development Workshop Namibia, that is making a child's first steps the right steps as a partner in the Right Start campaign. Now, ECD Visibility and Community Engagement Officer at the Development Workshop of Namibia, Lafika, is back in studio today to talk to us about promoting emotional intelligence in children. Hi Lafika, how are you?
Hi!
How's the day going?
Like I said, it's hot, but we're going.
We went somewhere.
We are heading towards winter, but we are still here.
But summer is giving its last punches. We just hold on. Winter is coming home.
Hold on.
Now let's dive straight into it. Now let's look at emotional intelligence and what exactly emotional intelligence is and why it's important to foster it in children at a younger age.
So when we talk about emotional intelligence, we're really talking about the ability to recognize and understand and manage emotions, both in oneself and others. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to nurture emotional intelligence in children, as it forms the cornerstone of a healthy social and emotional development. Mm-hmm. So when children have strong emotional intelligence skills, they're better equipped to navigate life's challenges, form positive relationships, and communicate. So let's say if a child can identify when they're feeling sad, right? And maybe that they're feeling sad because their friend doesn't want to play with them. So this demonstrates self-awareness, also another key important aspect of emotional intelligence. And another example is if a child can sense that their sibling is upset or whatever it is, and they can ask them what's wrong, that shows that the child is empathetic and showing an understanding of others' emotions.
Okay. Now, how can parents and caregivers promote that is emotional awareness and regulation in younger children as well?
So they can start by building and modeling healthy emotional expressions by validating children's feelings. Mm-hmm. We've spoken about this a lot, by providing a safe space for them to express themselves. Also teaching children mindfulness techniques and engaging in activities that encourage empathy can also foster emotional understanding and compassion.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at parent-child interactions and the interaction between the parent and the child. Of course, now, what role do positive interactions play in fostering emotional resilience in children?
I think when parents are able to respond to their children's emotions with empathy and validation and support, it really just helps a child feel understood and accepted, building their confidence and their resilience coping with future challenges. Mm-hmm. So let's say your child is able to express themselves with their emotions and seek guidance when needed. The parent listens attentively to a child's concerns, offers comfort. So even if they bump themselves, they'll be like, oh, yeah, you are going to learn. Mm. Just like, oh, so sorry. I'm so sorry you bumped yourself. But also next time, just try to look where you're running. Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, that's one of the examples of how we can support a child.
Awesome. Now, let's look at some practical examples as well. I mean, you've given us a lot of examples. Mm-hmm. But look at practical tips for parents and caregivers that is on cultivating empathy and compassion in children.
Okay, so modeling empathetic behavior, like I've mentioned, so demonstrating kindness towards others, daily interactions sets a positive example on children how to follow. Also, engaging in discussions about emotions and encouraging children to express how they're feeling towards fosters open communication. So we always like to talk about, I notice, I feel, and what can I do, mm-hmm. right? So what do you notice about yourself in these feelings that you're having? How are you feeling? Is your tummy giving you butterflies? So what do you think we can do to make you feel better in noticing and feeling these things? Mm-hmm. And then you can say, oh, do you want to maybe dance? Do you want to go garden? Just to kind of help regulate the emotions as well.
Exactly. Now, I think the important of doing so essentially is, you know, everything has a ripple effect. You know, mm-hmm. if you don't sort out something now, it eventually ends up, you know, showing up later in adulthood. Now, how does emotional intelligence contribute to social skills and healthy relationships in adulthood?
I think we talk about it a lot that we really don't value the things that happen in a child's life, mm-hmm. right? If a child does not have emotional intelligence as a child, they could also not be a great partner in a relationship when they're older.
Yes.
So they can't navigate social dynamics, communicate effectively, and they also can't resolve conflicts. And then this is also just whether it's interactions and stronger interpersonal relationships. So if a child lacks that, there are very high chances that they'll lack that as an adult as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at emotional intelligence. Now, we looked at it at relationships, but how does emotional intelligence and promoting emotional intelligence contribute to the academic success of children and also their overall well-being?
So emotional intelligence is really linked to the to how improved academic performance and overall thinking and well-being of a child. Mm-hmm. So children are equipped with emotional intelligence skills, better are able to concentrate, problem solve, and adapt in the demands of the classroom. Plus, emotional intelligence in children also help develop resilience in the face of academic challenges, leading to greater motivation and persistence in learning. Mm-hmm. So if we're saying children can regulate their emotions and manage stress, are better equipped to staying focused in the classroom, but also well academically. So emotionally intelligent children tend to have better academic results. Mm-hmm. And then also just a higher self-esteem, a greater life satisfaction, and lower levels of stress and anxiety, which we kind of overlook because we're like, how can a child have anxiety? How can a child have stress? Mm-hmm. But it really has to do with how they're feeling, because we don't think that children can experience all those things.
Yeah, true. And I think a lot of parents more often than not focus more on the physical aspect of the child. So they think, okay, if they're physically fine, their legs are working, then my child is doing best. But then we tend to neglect the emotional well-being of the child as well. I think that's a brilliant chat to have as well. Thank 100%. You so much for joining us, Lefika, in studio. This is a beautiful talk. I think these are very relevant talks we're talking about. And I think it's important that more of these dialogues can exist in a lot more spaces, and I'm glad that it can exist here. So thank you so much.
100%. Thank you for having me. And if any of the listeners do have questions, I believe your WhatsApp line.
Yes. That is 083-000-1029. That's 083-000-1029.